100.9 FM, Richland Center.
The AP News at Noon sponsored today, or excuse me, the ABC News at Noon sponsored by by Strang Heating and Cooling, it's sponsored by Strang Heating and Electric, serving South Central Wisconsin for over 100 years. They're your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 12 noon.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore bridge collapse. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Baltimore, at least six people still unaccounted for after that huge cargo ship hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse overnight. The mangled steel shell of the bridge, along with conditions in the water, making search and rescue even more difficult. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is on scene.
This is just a massive area that they're searching. We have seen the U.S. Coast Guard here all morning. There is also a heavy presence of helicopters overhead. They're diving underwater. Earlier, police said they did detect through sonar activity evidence of vehicles underwater. So they're looking to try to find the victims there. But this is very much an active scene. It has been all throughout the morning.
Two people were rescued earlier. The NTSB also on scene to begin its investigation. The economic damage also a concern. Baltimore is the ninth largest port in the U.S. Authorities have now suspended cargo ships in and out of the port until further notice. This is ABC News. A Moscow court has ordered Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich to remain in jail until at least June 30th. He was detained a year ago while working in Russia. Doctors warning that a new test for colorectal cancer should not replace current methods.
New tests being developed that use biological markers in the blood may be better than nothing, but using them instead of the current effective colorectal screening, like colonoscopies, would likely lead to more deaths and higher costs. That's what a panel assembled by the American Gastroenterological Association says after reviewing two modeling studies. One test, called EpiProColon, is FDA approved for people who refuse other screening, but doesn't meet standards for Medicare or Medicaid coverage. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
If you're at work today, that means you didn't win Powerball for the 36th straight time. No jackpot winner last night. Tomorrow night's drawing will be for an estimated $865 million. Tonight, though, Mega Millions jackpot is now up to $1.1 billion. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 43 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with scattered rain showers turning into a few snow showers later today. Our high of 35 and falling. Southwesterly winds becoming westerly 10 to 20 miles per hour. Snow showers ending this evening, breezy and much cooler with a low of 19. West winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. And tomorrow, patchy sun developing, breezy and chilly with a high of 37 and westerly winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. In Richland Center, after a high early this morning of 53, we have continued to drop, where it is currently a cloudy 43 degrees.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpson's Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders are waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpson's Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 43 degrees at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A six-year-old child remains in critical but stable condition after a crash in Muscadet on March 16th, according to Channel 3000. Muscadet police say fire and EMS were dispatched to the intersection of 2nd Street and Warehouse Street. Witnesses stated the ATV was traveling at a high rate of speed on 2nd Street when it crashed into a trailer being pulled by a pickup on Warehouse Street. The child was riding in front of its father on the ATV. The ATV was traveling approximately 34 miles per hour in a 25 zone before the crash. The man has been released from the hospital and was cited for several violations, including operating an ATV without a valid license and operating an ATV in a careless manner. A Texas man has been identified as the person killed in a water tank incident in Blair over the weekend. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Office, 30-year-old Carlos Medina of El Paso was reported stuck inside a water tank cleaning sediment around 5 on Saturday. He had reportedly been in the tank with scuba gear and a wetsuit for about 45 minutes, and officials believe that he may have become hypothermic entangled in a 90-foot suction tube. Authorities pronounced him deceased at the scene. The Richland School District debt is not as bad as most. At the Richland School Board meeting on March 11th, the board reviewed the various debts the district currently carries. At the conclusion of that presentation, a question was asked regarding how the total debt in the district compares to that of school districts of similar size. Business official John Bosworth reported on the most recent complete data found from the 2022-23 school year compiled by the Department of Public Instruction at last night's meeting. The data gathered from the conference schools and 11 school districts immediately above and below the Richland School District enrollment, the amount of debt ranged from Lancaster, Stanley Boyd, and Tomahawk with zero to Platteville with $40 million debt. The Richland School District fell and those that don't have as much debt in the amount of $10 million. This past August, the Board of Education adopted the top priorities and goals for the Richland School District for the 23-24 school year. Those priorities and goals include making connections with students and addressing their mental health. The district conducted its second survey of students to see which staff members students feel comfortable with and to gauge how many friends they may have. Administration was pleased to announce last night that 100% of the district's students reported they had a positive connection with at least one adult. However, the district did identify six students across all grades who indicated they did not have a close friend. Building administration is aware of these students and are working on ways to connect them with peers. A second goal is recruiting and retaining high-quality staff. A committee recently met to define what a high-quality staff member was. The developed 9 criteria were then posted to staff during a recent survey. Each of the 9 criteria, at least 93% of the staff agreed that the specific criteria defined an attribute of a high-quality staff member. A third goal is to get students college and career ready. The district is working with its career and technical education staff to define what college and career ready mean for the Richland School District. This group of employees has written a definition and is vetting it through various community groups, including some workforce organizations, higher education entities, as well as staff. Administration hopes to provide the Curriculum Assessment and Public Relations Committee with a draft version of this definition at its April meeting. Following comments by concerned citizens, the second reading of the new policy for the naming of district facilities was not held, and the policy is being sent back to committee for revision. The item of contention is that representatives from the community want the policy to be grandfathered in Navitas Rip Field so it cannot be renamed. Carrie Norman of CLN Properties requested the closing date of Jefferson School to be extended to January 7, 2025. If accepted, he would assume all maintenance responsibilities, along with insurance and utility costs commencing on April 1, 2024. He stated that many steps to the planning and the paperwork to move forward has been set back due to the time frame of the rezoning. The board rejected the request on a 3-1 vote with one abstention. In other action, the Richland School Board approved the summer and fall early college credit program courses. Wisconsin is considering letting school start in late August. Local schools like the idea, but the state's tourism does not. The owners of resorts, restaurants, and others told a hearing yesterday they need school-age workers during the peak of the summer season. Local schools say they need more flexibility. The change still needs approval from lawmakers and the governor. A conservative group opposed to equal opportunity programs in colleges has filed a complaint against UW-Madison over access to grants for minority students. The Equal Protection Project says those grants for minority groups unfairly block out white students from funding and are a violation of civil rights and anti-racism laws. They want the U.S. Department of Education to investigate the program and open it up for all students. UW-Madison, among several colleges and universities that EPP is targeting with complaints. UW officials say they will cooperate with any official investigations. Some elected Wisconsin Democrats say they won't support Joe Biden in next week's presidential primary. WisPolitics reports a total of 24 have signed a letter vowing to vote uninstructed in the April 2nd Democratic primary. It's part of a campaign urging voters to vote uninstructed in protest of President Joe Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. State Representative Francesca Hung of Madison drafted the letter. Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay has signed it, as have Democratic Socialist Representatives Ryan Clancy and Darren Madison of Milwaukee, Milwaukee State Senator Chris Larson, and local officials. Biden has already secured the Democratic nomination for president. Officials are investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on recall petitions targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says she called the Racine County DA's office after her signature was forged.
I feel extremely violated. I am a librarian, if I can say that, and truth matters to me. And I also called the Elections Commission to ask if there's a way to get my name redacted off the list because this doesn't represent me.
Hagerty spoke to WISN-TV's Up Front. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume tonight in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic will hold a seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be a success.
Bernier speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. She says election skeptics are surprised when they see how hard it really would be to fix an election.
The care that the election officials take in preparing for the election and after the election and all of the audits and the canvasses that take place, they're very surprised.
Bernier hopes her work will ensure no accusations or drama after November's votes are counted. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles explains the steps needed to obtain an ID to show at the polls if the voter does not already have some form of ID, such as a Wisconsin driver license or ID. There is no separate voter ID, and a federally compliant real ID is not required in the state. First, voters wondering what forms of ID are acceptable at the polls should check the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. Those looking to get their first Wisconsin ID should begin at DMV's website, wisconsindmv.gov/idcards. This ID may be obtained free from the DMV if used for voting purposes. Next, bring the required documents and apply at your nearest DMV. Appointments are available but not required. Certain documents, such as a birth certificate, proof of identity, and Wisconsin residency, are necessary to obtain an official Wisconsin ID card. If all documentation is not readily available, DMV offers a free process that may be used to obtain a receipt valid for voting while the remaining documents or verifications are obtained. DMV's toll-free hotline at 844-588-1069 is available for questions on obtaining an ID. Questions regarding voter eligibility, poll locations, voter registration, information, or other election information may be directed to the Wisconsin Elections Commission website. New research shows only two members of the Wisconsin legislature come from working-class backgrounds. Eric Hansen is the co-author of the study from Duke University and Loyola University, Chicago.
And one of the reasons for that is because our elected officials don't really come from the same set of backgrounds that most Americans come from. It's just really hard to support yourself and campaign when you are holding a working-class job.
Hansen says those working-class lawmakers are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. Gas prices continued to rise last week in Wisconsin. The average price across the state was $3.40 yesterday. That's over 8 cents higher than last week and more than 16 cents higher than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says the attacks on Russian oil refiners, if continued, could push up gas prices everywhere. With National Puppy Day happening over the weekend, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning people to be alert to online pet shopping scams. Puppies are the most common animal used in a pet scam, but they also receive reports of kittens, reptiles, and birds. To avoid being scammed online, the BBB recommends visiting the seller in person, checking references, and looking for website warning signs. They also recommend using a credit card to make your purchase. It's 43 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Governor Evers has signed a bill designating the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Spring is here, and Colloy Contracting is looking to take care of the unwanted brush on your property. Jake has the equipment, the experience, and the expertise to get your property back into tip-top shape. Colloy Contracting will bring in the heavy-hitting brush cutter to remove the invasive brush and spray those areas to ensure that your property will stay free and clear for years to come. Call Jake today at 608-604-6396. And remember, there is no job too big and no brush too tall. Colloy Contracting. 604-6396.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, two flavors to choose from, vanilla and black cherry, 10-count box, $5.50 each. Minis cheeseburger sandwiches, 2 counts, 50 cents each. Nature Valley oats and honey and sweet and salty almond granola bars, $3 each or 2 for $5.50. Atlantic cod loin, $7 a pound. Langer's 64-ounce juice, 7 flavors to choose from, $2.50. Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup, Healthy Request, Pub Style and Classic, $1.99 each. Classico Pasta Sauce, Italian Sausage and Peppers and Onions, $2.75 each. Jimmy Dean Morning Combos and Hormel Breakfast Combos, 99 cents each. Jimmy Dean Sage Flavored Pork Sausage, $2.25 each, 2 for $4 or 12 for $22.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays.
It's 44 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill designating the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. The governor was joined by Ho-Chunk Nation President John Greendeer, bill authors, local officials, citizens of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and members of the community at a bill signing ceremony in Baraboo. According to the National Museum of the American Indian, during World Wars I and II, Native Americans from across the country and more than 20 Native nations were enlisted to perform the task of using their indigenous languages to communicate sensitive wartime information. Often working in pairs, code talkers would relay and receive messages in highly dangerous situations, as radio men would be targeted by enemy fire to limit the transmission of information. The efforts of code talkers helped secure victories in some of the greatest battles of the 20th century and were essential in securing an Allied victory in World War II, as their coded messages were never deciphered by the Axis forces. Unfortunately, code talkers were instructed to keep their work a secret, and while the program was declassified in 1968, code talkers did not begin receiving congressional gold medals to recognize their service and sacrifice until 2001. Later, the U.S. Congress passed the Code Talkers Recognition Act of 2008 for the purpose of issuing congressional medals in recognition of Native American Code Talker service. To date, the U.S. Department of Defense has recognized and listed 14 veterans from the Ho-Chunk Nation who served as Code Talkers, making it one of the most recognized Native nations for its Code Talkers. The bill signed by Governor Evers designates and requires the marking of Interstate 90 from the Minnesota border in La Crosse County to the intersection of Interstate 90 and Interstate 94 in Monroe County as the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. The Department of Natural Resources wants input on how it manages Wisconsin's elk herd. Biologist Joshua Spiegel says a major part of a new plan is keeping the population of bull elk in check.
So with elk, you're able to kind of take a limited surplus and provide that opportunity to hunters within the state without negatively impacting the breeding of those animals.
Spiegel says the department and farmers are also working together to try and minimize elk human contact, especially in the central region where elk can damage crops. You can enter your input online at dnr.wi.gov. Just search for elk. This spring, the American Red Cross asked donors to help defend the blood supply by giving blood or platelets now to combat a monstrous fact. Only 3 out of 100 people donate blood. In recent weeks, the Red Cross has seen an encouraging increase in the blood supply, but blood and platelet donation appointments remain vital this month. People of all blood types, especially those with type O blood, are critical to ensuring hospital shelves can be replenished as soon as possible. A blood drive will be held Thursday from noon to 5 at St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Cross Plains, and a drive will also be held Friday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS building. To book a time to give, visit redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce invites the community to participate in an Easter peep hunt, 8 o'clock Thursday morning through Easter Sunday evening at 5. Walk through the Richland Center downtown and find the peep displays at participating local business windows. Forms will be available to submit the peeps you found and be entered for a special drawing. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting entries for the 16th annual Great Waters Photo Contest and Writing Project through April 1st. The top photographs and writing submissions will be featured in the DNR's Office of Great Waters next calendar. The photo contest and writing project highlight how people connect with and value the Great Lakes and Mississippi River, inspiring greater care for these vast yet vulnerable resources. Eligible entries include photos of Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, or the Mississippi River in Wisconsin, and short essays, stories, or poems around 200 words inspired by the Great Waters. Written descriptions of stewardship projects or partnerships to help protect or restore Wisconsin's great waters will also be accepted. Pictures of all seasons are needed and are accepted in the following categories: people enjoying Wisconsin's great waters, cultural and historical features, natural features, and wildlife. Email all photography entries to DNR Great Waters Photo Contest at wisconsin.gov. and all writing entries to DNR Great Waters Writing Project at wisconsin.gov by April 1st. Include your name, address, phone number, and email address with the submission. Judging will be completed by a panel of DNR staff members. Criteria for judging include visual and technical merit, creativity, and composition. To review the photo contest and writing project rules and instructions, visit the DNR's Great Waters Photo Contest and Writing Project webpage. For questions about the photo contest or writing project, contact Susan Tesserick, DNR Office of Great Waters, at 608-977-2416. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding agricultural producers and private landowners to apply for the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. Enrollment opened January 12th, and applications will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis until July 31st, or until the acreage cap is met. CREP is a state and federally funded land management resource for landowners and producers wanting to set aside agricultural land located along streams, lakes, and wetlands from production. By enrolling in CREP, landowners benefit from the financial incentive and flexible nature of the program and have reduced financial risk by mitigating issues such as nutrient loss and crop damage from frequent flooding on their marginal agricultural lands. The program offers two different conservation practice options: 15-year agreements and perpetual easements. Those in 15-year agreements receive upfront and annual rental payments with the ability to re-enroll when their contract expires. Land enrolled in perpetual easements receive a significantly higher upfront payment in addition to annual payments, with potential for selective land use activities to be allowed for 15 years. Additionally, there is no minimum acreage enrollment requirement, giving landowners the ability to implement conservation practices and maintain the agricultural property tax benefits on these enrolled portions while keeping the rest in production. Additional information about eligibility and enrollment can be found on DATCAP's website. To apply, contact your county land conservation department or local farm service agency office. Today's winner of $50 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Babe Kraska of Lone Rock on ticket number 882. It's 44 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1230. Today's vital statistics are next.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
With both WCCU debit and credit cards, you can enjoy the ease of using a digital wallet. Simply download the digital wallet free from the App Store and add your WCCU cards. It makes online shopping a breeze. No more typing on those cumbersome forms that ask the same information over and over again. And no more fumbling through your purse or billfold. With your smartphone, simply open your secure digital wallet, pick your WCCU card, and in just seconds, your payment will be processed at any participating checkout. For more information, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
After hitting a low of 43, we're back up to 44 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, memorials, and monuments. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman, died March 14th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. Sue Mesera is survived by her husband Jerry, two daughters, Jenna and Tom Taylor of Bloomington, and Stacy Mesera of Woodman, five grandchildren, siblings Vicki and Bill Zimple of Boscobel, and Dennis Adametz of Muscadet, also many nieces and nephews. Sue Ann Mesera, 74, of Woodman. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center, died March 12th at home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery at Yuba. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roger Haw is survived by two sons, Paul and Gabrielle Haw of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Jared Haw and Mindy Perkovic of Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Two grandchildren, his mother, Carmen Haw of Yuba, brother, Lauren Haw of Yuba, longtime girlfriend, Cindy Cooper of Richland Center, along with nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Roger Arley Haw, 77, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center, died Friday. A celebration of life will be held next Tuesday, April 2nd, from 5 to 7 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date in Dayton Corners Cemetery. Survivors of Scotty Scott include his wife, Judy, a son, Christopher and Deborah Scott, daughter, Sherry and Alan Jones, sister, Kathy and George Andrews, two grandsons, two great-grandsons, other relatives and friends. Dennis Lee, Scotty Scott, 80 of Richland Center. Richard B., Rick Brewer, 69 of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday, April 6th at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3. Rick Brewer is survived by his son, Bobby, and his family, 3 stepchildren and their families, a sister, Patty and Earl Tainter, sister-in-law, Karen Brewer, and friend, Alice Dupas. Richard B., Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Sharon and Cliff Ast. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we've seen some interesting weather move across the region today. We're getting some snowstorm conditions up in Minnesota to far northwest Wisconsin, and some heavier rain off to the east of us at times. Just some scattered showers will be with us here the rest of today, gradually turning over to snow showers as colder air comes rushing in from the west behind this low pressure system as it sweeps up toward upper Michigan. We could see a dusting of snow in some spots through this evening before it moves away, otherwise feeling a lot more like winter by tonight and tomorrow. It'll stay chilly into tomorrow night, but then the sunshine should be out in full force on Thursday and start to warm things up a little bit closer to normal, and rather seasonal temperatures anticipated from Friday through the weekend. Now, the extended forecast is still a bit unsettled. A front should move through the area Friday night into Saturday morning with some light showers. Another system could impact us Monday with some rain, and there could be another one later next week as well. Otherwise, that forecast for this afternoon, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers, turning to a few snow showers later. Temperatures will be falling into the mid-30s, southwest wind turning west at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, snow showers ending in the evening, breezy and much cooler, low at 19 degrees. Patchy sun developing tomorrow, still breezy and chilly with highs around 37, west wind 12 to 22. Wednesday night, mostly clear and brisk with a low near 18. Thursday, mostly sunny and turning a touch warmer, high at 43. As for Friday, partly sunny, low 23, high 52. Chance of light rain coming in late Friday evening. Saturday, light rain possible early in the morning with partial clearing later in the day. Low 34, high 52. Sunday, mixed skies, low 29 degrees, high of 53. A chance of some light rain late Sunday night. And next Monday, rain likely, low temperature about 34, highs in the upper 40s. Have a great rest of your day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 44 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 57, our low this morning was 44. Our high today was recorded at 118 this morning at 53 degrees. Our low so far for today, as the temperatures are predicted to keep dropping, is 43 that came just past noon. The record high for this date, set in 2007, is 80 degrees. The record low, 6 below, was set in 1888. Last year's high was 45 with a low of 24. Sunset tonight will be at 7:21 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:53. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 4 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.34, and we have received 32 hundredths of an inch of rain. It's currently a cloudy. We are now up to 45 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Looking out for the needs of the lowliest farm workers. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Great Lakes Center for Farm Worker Health and Well-Being is tasked with helping migrant and seasonal farm workers have healthier, safer, and more socially adjusted lives. Dr. Linda Forst is director and principal investigator for the operation at the University of Chicago.
The situation for farm workers themselves is not a lot better than it was 50 years ago. The intersection of immigration, health, and employment or, you know, labor arrangements hasn't really changed very much in decades, despite the number of resources and people that are focused on this problem.
Force says these farm workers are vital to a large segment of American agriculture, yet their contribution is widely and largely ignored.
Because we have a steady stream of people that are willing to do difficult work, which people in the U.S. are not willing to do, I think that we don't manage that workforce with as much regard and respect and honor as we should.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Avian flu unknowns. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A veterinarian with the University of Missouri says the mysterious illnesses being reported in dairy cows in Kansas and Texas could be more than highly pathogenic avian influenza. Scott Polk tells Brownfield USDA says avian flu is likely part of the problem.
Or maybe it might be what tipped the cows over into the problem. But right now, they don't believe this is the sole cause of the problem, the mysterious illnesses that are going on.
And he says farmers should contact their local vet if their cattle exhibit any of the following symptoms.
Decreased milk production, their appetite goes down, their rumen doesn't work like it should. The milk becomes almost like colostrum, and the manure of the cow, it makes sense. They're not eating much, and not wanting the manure tightens up.
An ag economist suggests Thursday's prospective plantings report could spark volatility in the grain markets. Chad Hart with Iowa State University says recent private estimates indicate the shift to more soybean and fewer corn acres in 2024 could be smaller than what USDA forecast during its Ag Outlook Forum in mid-February.
If the shift is not as large, that means we're planting more corn. And that's why I think you're seeing some hesitancy in the corn market in the run-up here to the report because of the fear of additional acres appearing in the corn part of the ledger.
A utility farm electrical consultant says when remodeling, building new, or just using what's there, farmers should keep electrical safety top of mind. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the WPS Farm Show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Corey Kuchko with utility provider Wisconsin Public Service tells Brownfield, when any changes are made to a farm building, most states consider that a commercial building and they must be wired according to the area's electrical code and inspected.
More load being added and bigger operations and making sure you have proper grounding and things hooked up to code is very important for safety and viability in the farm.
And he says many older facilities were wired differently and adding circuits to an older system requires some knowledge.
Now it's all four wire systems where grounds and neutrals are separate. So the grounding system is on its own separate grounding bus. And the neutral is now the current carrying conductor. It helps lowering stray voltage, and that's code now on any livestock facilities.
Kuchka says regularly inspecting farm buildings for damaged boxes, loose connections that can arc, and appliances such as cattle waterers and tank heaters is important to prevent fires and electrical shocks to humans and animals. From the WPS Farm Show, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And the impact to ag exports out of the Port of Baltimore is unknown following the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. Soy Transportation Coalition Director Mike Steenhook says while the port is not significant for the movement of soybeans and grain, it is a significant resource for the broader economy. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Peer Group, all rights reserved.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are finding some support. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. It's likely significant trade volume is going to hold out until at least midweek or later. Boxed beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice up 37 cents at $3.11.26. Select is $1.52 lower at $300.44. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, there was a light test of 400 to 500-pound steer cows, which sold with a lower undertone. Steers, 500 to 700 pounds were steady. Steers 700 to 750 pounds were lightly tested. Steers 750 to 800 pounds were not well tested, but sold with a firm to higher undertone. Feeder heifers 400 to 650 pounds were mostly steady on comparable sales. The USDA says demand was good on the long-time weaned calves and yearlings, with supply moderate. Overall, the quality was not as deep as it has been in recent weeks on calves under 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 657 to 686 pounds were up 281 to 299.50. Feeder steers 752 to 798 pounds were up 255 to 262.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer 630 to 647 pounds were up 260 to 264.50. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday, but solid negotiated purchases. The cash hog market continues to find support as packers have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork has been solid on the global market, and it's finding some strength domestically as well. All eyes are looking ahead to this week's quarterly hogs and pigs report, specifically paying attention to that breeding herd and probably watching production efficiency as well. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $75 to $83 with a weighted average of $81.02. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $50 to $62. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $43 to $53. And pork values were weak at midday, down 22 cents at $95.52. Bellies were sharply lower. Picnics, loins, ribs, and hams were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
People think the mountains are the heart of Colorado, but the heartbeat comes from agriculture. Nutrien Ag Solutions salutes the rich history of Arnish Farms near Keensburg. Their journey is steeped in history, shaped by evolution, and driven by a sustainable vision. The Arnish Farms started from humble beginnings more than 70 years ago. It's about opportunity, promise, hard work, and the ability to leave a legacy to one's family. Mark Arnish says it's all about the culture, organization, and the right people all teaming up for success. this culture includes trusted advisors from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Nutrien is feeding the future of the Arnish farms by delivering custom seed solutions, customized crop protection plans, and capital management. Nutrien can do this for your operation as well. Just visit a local Nutrien retailer. To see a video and learn more about Arnish Farms, visit Nutrien.com/farmstories.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Hogs are higher, soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are lower, giving back a little bit of Monday's gains, waiting for Thursday's USDA numbers. Brazil's basis is moving higher, but remains below the U.S., and that does limit export demand. May beans are 6.25 lower at 12.03. July's down 5.5 at 12.16.25. May bean meal is now steady at 341.70. May soybean oil still down 49 points at 48.53. Corn's down, monitoring conditions ahead of widespread planting with this week's precipitation recharging soil moisture to some extent. Dry conditions are an issue for second crop corn in parts of Brazil, and Argentina could turn warmer and drier next week. May corn's down 2.25 at 435.75. July's 2.75 lower at 448.5. And wheat's lower. Recent precipitation should benefit hard and soft red winter, but there could be some damage from a midweek freeze. HRW remains in much better condition than this time last year. May Chicago's down 10.25 at 544.75. May Kansas City's 10.5 lower at 579. May Minneapolis wheat's down 11 at 648.5. Live and feeder cattle are sharply lower on speculative and technical selling, along with some of the recent developing news. Direct cash cattle markets remain fairly quiet, but packer inquiry has improved at least a little bit. April live's down 235 at 183.85. June's 252 lower at 179.07. May feeders are down 485 at 247.77. And on demand expectations, along with position squaring ahead of the hogs and pigs report, April lean's up 60 at 85.75, June's 37 higher at 102.05. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Milk is safe. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. You might have heard highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed in dairy cattle herds in Texas and Kansas. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says there is no threat to human health and milk and meat remain safe to consume. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack tells Brownfield.
Milk that was produced by these cows while they were sick didn't go into the stream of commerce. Milk supply safe. The number of cows impacted by this, not large enough to impact the supply of milk or dairy products, so there shouldn't be a problem with supply or price.
Cattle that contract the virus exhibit flu-like symptoms for about 7 to 10 days. Now, it's important to note dairies only allow milk from healthy animals to enter the food supply chain, which is why the secretary mentioned that the milk that you're finding at grocery stores remains safe. In addition, pasteurization has continually proven to inactivate bacteria and viruses like influenza in milk, and pasteurization is required for any milk that enters interstate commerce. So the takeaway from all this is that the milk at your grocery store is safe. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the product, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with the fungicide application.
I just believe that